I define belief as an acceptance and trust that something is true or that something exists. I define faith as a complete trust in something or someone. To me, you have to believe in something in order to have faith in it. I think that it's also very possible to believe in something and not have faith in it. I believe that art can change the way people look at the world, but I don't put faith in that always happening. I don't completely trust that art can always do what I believe it to be capable of. I guess the same thing could be said about people's religious views. You can have belief, but not have faith. I myself am an atheist. I've never found a reason to believe that there is someone or something that created the universe. I also don't consider atheism to be a religion. To quote Hemant Mehta, atheism is a religion like abstinence is a sex act. Atheism is not a religion. There have been multiple times that I've had to explain that the belief in nothingness is not the same as having no belief. I'm an atheist, not a nihilist. Nihilists believe that nothing exists, including themselves, objective morality, gods, and everything else you can think of. Atheists don't believe in any form of god or goddess. But I do believe in a lot of things. I believe in the healing power of laughter. I believe that The Princess Bride is one of the best movies of all times. I believe that energy can either be created or destroyed, and that people contain energy. So their expended energy, for lack of a better term, probably also follows the laws of physics. I put my energy into creating theater. Other people put their energy into whatever makes them happy. I wouldn't say that I've been a victim of discrimination because of my lack of religion, but I've definitely had encounters with people who were prejudiced against me because of it. I don't think I can count how many times people have told me that I will burn in hell, or that I must not have any moral values, or that it can't hurt me in the long run if I believe, but it can hurt me if I don't. I live in the Bible Belt, though. Negativity isn't unexpected. But I've never had a negative experience with someone ordained in their faith. All of my negative religious encounters have been with non-ordained religious people, and for the most part they've been with Protestant Christians, though that's partially because of where I live. I think that the only way it has affected me has been in my willingness to disclose my atheism to people, and then to have to explain that no, I'm not out to get you because you believe in a god that I don't believe exists. I would mostly describe the religious climate of Wake Forest as overwhelmingly Abrahamic and mostly Christian, but relatively open-minded. My experiences on campus are obviously only a small portion of the student body, but I like to think that Wake attracts students who embrace the diversity of thought and beliefs. I might be wrong, but I hope I'm not.